This isn't a jog on the beach. It's the Sahara Marathon, perhaps the toughest race in the world. Even in the winter, temperatures can easily rise to over 30 degrees Celsius. But each year, a few hundred runners come to Algeria to compete for charity. The race is held to raise money and awareness for the Sahrawi people, refugees who were forced from their land in Western Sahara 30 years ago. They continue to live in refugee camps. This year, South African Ed Stumpf and his British colleague Sean Cornwell were there in a bid to kickstart what they have called the Earth, Fire, Ice campaign against global warming. Sean Cornwell says desertification caused by global warming will mean more people could find themselves suffering the harsh conditions endured by the Sahrawi people. But individuals in Europe and elsewhere can do something about it.
There's a very common perception that only governments and businesses can kind of make any difference in the climate change arena, and that, you know, if an individual wants to make a difference, they have to make these huge, enormous sacrifices in their life, like I'm never going to fly again, or, you know, I'm going to go and live in a hippie commune or something. And we're trying to show exactly the opposite. Actually, you don't have to make these huge sacrifices to have, and yet you can still have a significant impact.
While Sean and Ed have put around $20,000 of their own money into the campaign,
make a pledge.
They have attracted some sponsorship and hope more companies will support them. People can log on to their website to make a pledge to do their bit to fight global warming and invite family and friends to do the same. Ed Stumpf is keen to stress that what the team really wants is not money, but action.
75% of the world's CO2 emissions come from the first world, and yet the effects are far and away by most the most severe in the developing world. And, you know, a short trip, even our trip to the Sahara, it was kind of, it really would push home that point, because it's quite obvious what would these people do if global climate changed.
The Earth, Fire, Ice founders hope as many as 1 million people would join the campaign, which they believe is the first to target individuals. Catherine Drew for VOA News, London.